The Indigo Children. Finally, there is some very tangible evidence to suggest that humanity is indeed on the point of evolving. Many children all around the world since the 1980s have been born with many unusual abilities. Doctors and psychologists from all around the planet have been observing this fascinating new phenomenon, which they are calling the Indigo Children. A book entitled The Indigo Children is written by a number of these psychologists and documents and examines the common characteristics of these remarkable new children. It would appear from their findings that the Indigo Children may well be the next evolutionary step for humankind. It appears that since the 1980s our children have started to change in a number of very significant ways. It seems that there is a very different type of child that has been born since this time. These new children appear to be very intuitive. They are born knowing who they are and why they are here. They demand respect from their parents and peers, and frequently they exhibit symptoms of attention deficit disorder and also attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Now, unfortunately, many of these children are being prescribed the drug Ritalin, which makes so-called bad or destructive kids become more gentle, docile, and obedient. This highly damaging drug has the effect of stunting the emotional growth of the child. It is an interesting fact that most of the children in the United States that we have heard about recently shooting their teachers and classmates had been taking the drug Ritalin as it had been prescribed for them. It would appear that this drug stunts the emotional growth of a child, and when they eventually come off this dangerous drug, what had been suppressed for a long time blows up and comes to the surface. However, if these new indigo children are treated with great respect, like little adults, rather than being treated in a disrespectful or condescending manner, then they can absolutely blossom. These children show great intelligence and understanding even when they are still very, very young. There also appears to be a significant change in their DNA. This phenomenon of the indigo children is very real and has been studied worldwide, and as such cannot be ignored. Another very interesting type of child has been born to people who have the HIV virus or even AIDS. Now, obviously, the child, when it is born, also has the HIV virus passed on from its mother. In a great number of cases, suddenly at the age of around 4 or 5, the HIV virus suddenly and completely disappears from the child's system. No trace can be found in the bloodstream whatsoever. Also, when this occurs, the child's immune system is enormously improved and becomes extremely strong and resistant to all viruses and illnesses. In China, many, many children numbering in the thousands are being born with advanced psychic abilities. This has been happening to such an extent that the government in China is conducting a very serious study of these children. So with these three phenomena, the indigo children, the children of parents who have HIV, and the psychic children in China, it would appear that we are now witnessing an evolutionary response to our present environment. Thank you.